Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback, or a segment that we have renamed, How High Can We Get Tom's Blood Pressure? 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, phone number is 715-845-2155. Is that right?
My blood pressure doesn't go up. I'm a mellow dude.
I have seen your face so red, your eyes were about ready to pop out of your skull.
More like my eyes are ready to roll out of my skull over some of the things I hear. But, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know, man. The truth stings like a son of a gun, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, let's talk about some weirdness that's happening in politics. Let's get to the most bizarre story yet. Let's slide into the serious stuff. The Democratic primary for North Carolina was happening between Clay Aiken. Yes, that Clay Aiken, and his primary opponent, a gentleman by the name of Keith Crisco. We were reporting not too long ago that when the election happened, or the primary happened, the race was too close to call. Clay Aiken led by 300 and some odd number of votes. And when you're talking about a race this important and with that many votes, it's just too close to call. So things were progressing until yesterday. Keith Crisco died.
What?
He slipped in his home and died.
Oh, come on. Wow.
North Carolina businessman trailing political opponent Clay Aiken in the Democratic primary was prepared to concede the race, according to his people around him, before his sudden passing yesterday. Apparently, he slipped and fell in his home and died before medical help could get to him. He was 71 years old. He was a longstanding political servant. He'd been in politics most of his life and passed away. It's one of those things that it's unfortunate. It's a very tragic circumstance, and I feel sorry for Crisco's family. There's a difference between Cisco and Crisco.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for his family. What a horrible thing to have happen. When you have a loved one that is dying from an illness, it's different. You understand that the end is coming, and sometimes even pray that the suffering is ended and that kind of stuff. But when it's just a freak accident like that, it stuns the people around you. And I will say this. I don't care for Clay Aiken. I don't care for his politics. I will say, however, he's definitely approaching this the right way. Some politicians would be crass. Some politicians would be rude in this circumstance. Clay Aiken tweeted, "I am suspending all campaign activities as we pray for his family and friends." In a statement later on, he says that Keith came from humble beginnings. No matter how high he rose, to Harvard, to the White House, and to the governor's cabinet, he never forgot where he came from. It goes on to say, "He was a gentleman, a good and honorable man, an extraordinary public servant. I was honored to know him." Respect. All right, that is the right way to come out. Now, I don't know whether it's heartfelt or if he's got a lot of good political advisors coming around him saying, "Listen, here's what you need to say, makes you look good." I don't know. I don't care. I am appreciative of the fact that he takes the high road and sets a good example in a political contest.
Now, because of that death, does that mean the recount is over and Aiken wins the primary?
Yep, correct. Correct. Okay. Aiken will now go up against the Republican at the normal election, and will of course be beaten severely, but at least
I don't know about that. Hmm? Well, that remains to be seen. But
no, he'll lose.
Do you remember the? I think it was in Missouri, mm-hmm, the Senate race in Missouri. I think it was the Senate, maybe it was the House race, where the guy died while he was in a plane crash and died while the.
Now, is that where his wife ran in his place?
No, but what happened? It was too late to put anybody else on the ballot. But the guy running against him lost to a dead man. The dead man won the election, and then his wife replaced him in office after that. I believe that's how it worked out.
Okay. Now, see, I have a problem with that. I have a real problem.
Well, it's too late. It was too late to change the.
I have a real problem with his wife taking his place. The people did not vote for his wife. There are many, many circumstances where.
So you believe it should be a special election?
Absolutely.
And just redo the whole thing.
Or if the state statutes allow, the governor of the state should appoint an individual.
That's what happened. Yeah.
But for the wife to come in and win this, that doesn't make any sense because there are a lot of families. The former host of this radio show, if I remember correctly, he and his family had different political views. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily. Oh, well, yeah. She can. Maybe she doesn't want it. Maybe she's not qualified.
Well, I think it was her. You know, they probably asked her and said, you know, do you want to do this?
Mm.
Like Mary Bono replaced Sonny.
I didn't go along with that either.
There have been other instances of that.
But see, that's not who the people voted for.
Well, they get a chance to vote in the next election.
We'll see.
I don't know. But
anyway, that's the first bit of bizarre.
But I guess the point was, how do you lose an election to a dead guy? I mean, how odious do you have to be to lose an election to a dead guy?
Well, listen, that says a lot about a lot of things in the political process. How many people that voted for the dead guy didn't know he was dead?
Well, there's some of that, I would imagine.
How many people showed up at the election and go, hey, I heard of Bob. I've heard that name before. And he's a good guy. I'm going to vote for him.
And voting for a dead guy in my party is more important than voting for a live guy in the other party.
There's a part of that, too.
Sure.
You know, at least he's dead. At least he can't do no harm.
I don't know if they looked at it that way.
You know, weekend at the White House, just prop a dead guy up in the seat and let him sit there for 4 years. He can't do any worse than a Democrat.
Stop it.
Hmm?
Stop it.
All right. So other oddities in politics. We will now. You know what? I'm going to tell you what the circumstance is, and then we'll get into it after the break. Karl Rove was at a conference recently when the subject of Hillary Clinton came up. He said if Hillary Clinton runs for president, voters must be told what happened when she suffered a fall in December of 2012. Now, I'm going to stop there. We'll go into more detail after the break.
Because that's not all he said.
No. That is not all he said. But if we stop right there, I'm going to say at this point, Carl, I agree with you. Because Hillary Clinton lied to us about the Whitewater issue. Hillary Clinton has lied to us about Benghazi. What makes me think that Hillary Clinton didn't lie to us about this slip, fall, and minor little blood clot that she had as a medical issue? Why would I just assume, oh, well, in this, she's telling me the truth? Even if you don't agree with what I just said, and you are a huge Hillary supporter, you know. And in the back of your mind, if you really are honest with yourself, there's a question about, what really did happen? Did she reveal everything? If you're going to run for president, I need to know whether you're healthy. And that is a legitimate issue that Karl Rove brought up. How he went about it? Okay, let's talk about that.
He went about it in Karl Rovian fashion.
Okay, I'm going to give you that. We'll find out exactly what that means when we come back. 715-845-2155 if you would like to be a part of the show.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Okay, let's talk about the, what was it you said, the Karl Rovian expression?
Well, he certainly, his political machinations certainly deserve their own descriptor, yes.
He was on stage with Robert Gibbs and CBS correspondent and Spies Against Armageddon co-author Dan Raviv. He was saying Republicans should keep the Benghazi issue alive. Okay, there's another thing. I agree with him. Let's keep it alive. Let's keep going until we find out exactly what happened. All right, so far I'm 2 for 2. In agreeing with Mr. Karl Rove, let us continue. He said if Clinton runs for president, we got to find out what happened when she had the fall. He says the official diagnosis was a blood clot. Karl Rove then told the conference, which was in Los Angeles, he says 30 days in the hospital, and when she reappears, she's wearing glasses that are only for people who have traumatic brain injury. We need to know what's up with that. Okay, now, I have seen a very close-up photograph of the glasses that she was wearing. And yes, very, very thick, and there's some kind of a mesh over the top of them. Now, not a doctor. I do own a lab coat, and I've, you know, but I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't verify the statement that he just made. But he does bring up, he brings up a legitimate question. The way he's doing it, I think it's a little cheap. I think it's a cheap shot. I think it is old school politics. But you got to remember, Karl Rove grew up in the political environment where playing nasty is how it's done. I would say Karl Rove and Rahm Emanuel are two peas on the same pod, but on opposite sides of the political fence.
All right, I'll
you disagree with
me? I'll buy into that.
Yeah, Karl Rove will smile at you like a teddy bear, but if you're on the other side of what he feels, he'll stab you in the back.
I call him the garden gnome because he sort of looks like a garden gnome.
You think he can help me with my travel plan? All right, so the point that he brings up, I think, is legitimate. There were, even when the injury happened, I remember making comments that something about it does not smell right. She slipped and fell because of stomach virus, right? Apparently she was weak from having the stomach virus, was sick, and slipped and fell and bumped her head. That's a very legitimate...
After a lot of, I think, heavy travel during that time period for Secretary of State, flying back and forth to the Middle East and all over the place.
She probably got some kebab that wasn't good for her or something like that. Got a bad... I got the bad couscous. However, is it common that there is a significant brain blood clot as a result of a concussion, a minor concussion? Minor concussion, my understanding, is a bruising, swelling. Major concussion and serious brain damage is what results from a clot, or the other way around. A clot results from a pretty significant injury. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I'm asking as a reasonable individual using nothing more than common sense to address an issue.
And no medical training whatsoever.
I agree. I'm not disputing that. I'm looking at this as I do through the venue of common sense.
I look at this issue this way, that if, in fact, the fall was benign and the situation was taken care of, she should release her medical records involving in this issue as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Because then it just destroys whatever issue that Roe was trying to make.
Then it becomes an advantage to her. If indeed the medical records prove what she has said,
the one reason,
is her legitimacy.
The one reason not to do that is that then you are looking at having to respond to everything that Roe and the Republican operatives are going to throw out there in the next 2 years.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to do that.
Well,
start that precedent of responding to, you know, opposition research and stuff that they throw against the wall to see if something sticks.
The article regarding this is from the New York Post, page 6. And it says Clinton, weakened by a stomach virus, fell in her Washington, D.C. home in December of 2012, sustained a concussion. Doctors said that it was a blood clot that had formed behind her right ear and the enormous space between her brain and skull.
You added that last part, didn't you?
What, enormous?
You added that last part, didn't
you? Okay, well, it did say between her brain and skull. Maybe I added the word enormous space.
Yeah.
That when the doctors, you know, put the otoscope in her ear and look for any damage, they go, hello, 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 hello. A spokesperson for Hillary said, Karl Rove has deceived the country for years. Really?
Well, there's no doubt about that.
But there are no words for this level of lying. As for her health, assure Dr. Rove that she is 100%. Clever. I'm sorry, but the issue is this. Hillary Clinton and her camp has, you want to throw aspersions at Karl Rove for lying, then Hillary's got to step up to the plate and say, yes, I have lied too, because she has. Whitewater, other issues,
you know,
Whitewater, in the
Whitewater. Ken Starr spent millions of dollars trying to find lies and laws
she
broken
lied.
In Whitewater, and the money went down a crap hole.
She lied.
In your opinion.
She lied.
In your opinion.
She has deceived us with Benghazi.
in your opinion,
deceived us in almost everything that the Clintons have been involved with. And so I have no reason to think, yeah, Hillary is 100% truthful. She's forthcoming and honest about this circumstance. But I will tell you this. I think this, compounded with Benghazi, this is why I said yesterday, I do not believe Hillary Clinton is a player. I believe she is.
Well, 2 years is a long time. We'll see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Especially
since there is another female candidate ready, I don't know about willing, but ready and able to step into that void if, in fact, the Democrats do want to nominate a female.
Mm.
And Elizabeth Warren would be a hell of a candidate.
Now, Elizabeth Warren, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't she the one that claimed Indian heritage, even though there's not a drop of Indian blood?
I have no
in her?
Idea. I'd have to look that up.
All right,
I can look it up if you'd like.
Do a little bit of research on Elizabeth Warren, because I think we find that she is nuts.
Okay, let's start the disparagement now. She's not even a candidate yet, and the right will start disparaging her. Okay.
No. I am not the right.
You are the right.
I am Seth Mila.
You are. Okay. You are a member of the right. You are a member of the squawk machine.
Brother, I am me. I speak for me and me alone. I do not take responsibility or say that I represent anybody but me. Never have, never will.
You are part of the board collective of the squawk machine, right?
Don't get me started because...
Okay, all right.
That...
I know that annoys you, I know.
No. I remember the Borg from Star Trek. Mm. It was hot. And you're going to distract me. I'm on a roll. I represent me. If there's anybody out there that agrees with me and wants to take up and follow the standard that I set, fine, come along. If you disagree with me, fine, but just stop listening. Don't pay any attention to me if you disagree. I don't care. I am voicing how I see things and the opinions that I form. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
But you are trying to drive opinion. You are trying to change. You are trying to get people to vote a certain way. Oh, sure you are.
No, I'm not. All I want, my ultimate goal, is for people not to just digest the crap that comes their way and do some digging, do some research. Because when you do that, you see the hypocrisy and the truth. Well, that is if you're intelligent enough to actually dig for it and get it. If you're a couch potato, if you don't care and you just want to sit there and digest what is fed to you, well, there's not a thing that is going to change your heart or your mind. Nothing. I have given up on trying to change the hearts and minds of the dedicated left. It serves no purpose. That's not what I am here to do. I am here to voice my opinion. I am here to express how I see things. And if those on the right say, you know what? Yeah, he's right. Well, then let's together do something about the wrongs that we see in this world. All right, there it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. When we come back, I want to talk to you about a guy that he's an attorney, which we're not going to hold that against him. But he's an attorney that saw that there was a tremendous pothole problem in his city. So he came up with a creative way to draw attention to it. And now the city, which he lives, is saying, you know, buddy, you may be hearing from our attorneys about your efforts to improve the roads. What's that about? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News feedback. We'll be right back. 715-845-2155 if you want to be a part of the show.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.